This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for November 2024. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by his grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. There are important differences between each offering recorded in Leviticus. The more closely we contemplate the different sacrifices, the better we can see how it is that no one offering provides a complete view of the perfections and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by putting them all together that anything like a proper understanding can be formed. Each offering, as might be expected, has features peculiar to itself. And today, I would like to impress on you the holiness of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of the Levitical sacrifices, but especially in the sin and trespass offerings. I would like to quote, actually, from a dear old saint, C.H. McIntosh, who gave the following thoughts about Leviticus chapter 6, verses 25 through 29. "And none of the offerings is Christ's personal holiness more strikingly presented than in the sin offering. God said, 'Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, This is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before the Lord? It is most holy. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. All the males among the priests shall eat thereof. It is most holy.' When, having spoken of the meal offering, the scriptures noted that it is most holy, as is the sin offering and as the trespass offering. This is most marked and striking. The Holy Spirit did not need to guard with such jealousy the personal holiness of Christ in the burnt offering, but if a person should, by any means, lose sight of that holiness while contemplating the place which the blessed Lord Jesus took in the sin offering, we are again and again reminded of it by the words, 'It is most holy.' Truly edifying and refreshing it is to behold the divine and essential holiness of the person of Christ shining forth in the midst of Calvary's profound and awful gloom. The same point is observable in Leviticus 7 when he speaks about the law of the trespass offering. Never was the Lord Jesus more fully seen to be the Holy One of God than when he was made sin upon the accursed tree. The vileness and blackness of that with which he became identified on the cross only served to show out more clearly that he was most holy. Though a sin bearer, he was sinless. Though enduring the wrath of God, he was the Father's delight. Though deprived of the light of God's countenance, he dwelt in the Father's bosom. Precious mystery. Who can understand the depths, the mighty depths? How wonderful to find it so accurately shadowed forth in the law of the sin offering and trespass offering. What a wonderful subject for our meditation. That perfect Holy One, who only could make it possible for us to have a clean conscience before God through his shed blood, who has made us saints by adoption and becoming wholly separated unto God. This is Hank Block in humbleness of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It has been an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore this holy Christ the Lord.